over to Adam Maguire for all the business news. Morning, Adam.
Morning, Audrey. The Competition and Consumer Protection Commission has cleared Bank of Ireland's €5 billion acquisition of almost all of KBC Bank Ireland's performing loans and liabilities. The approval is subject to a number of conditions, includes Bank of Ireland honouring some existing KBC rates and discounts. It will also offer €1 billion worth of securities to some non-bank lenders in the mortgage market. Elsewhere in mortgages, the median household income of first-time buyers last year was €77,000. That's according to a report by the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland. It's up €6,000 or more than 8% on 2019, and it's significantly higher than what was required at the peak of the property market more than a decade ago. The BPFI CEO, Brian Hayes, has pointed to the end of mortgage interest relief as well as the central bank's lending rules as reasons for the difference. He joins me on the line now to discuss it in more detail. Brian Hayes, should something be done to halt this rise, and if so, what?
Well, good morning, Adam. As you know, we produce monthly figures on mortgage approvals and drawdowns, and then we do a six-monthly mortgage market profile report, which goes into a kind of deeper dive as to what's going on in the mortgage market in Ireland. I don't think the question is around what can be done. The question is around the current situation around the mortgage book in Ireland, and I suppose it points to the challenges for first-time buyers. I think the two standouts from the report is one is this increase, as you said, in terms of the total household income required for first-time buyers. It has gone up from 71,000 to 77,000 the last three years or so. But I think if you look back to 2005, a half of all first-time buyers had incomes of just under 60,000 by comparison to 13% in 2021. So it does point to a challenging situation for first-time buyers. And that's not surprising in a circumstance where we see house price inflation, but also where the supply of housing hasn't caught up with the demand that's there. And that's something that lenders are obviously very keen to address. If we had more supply, if we had more houses, we'd have more new lending mortgages.
Is there a risk that weaker competition in the market because of KBC and Ulster Bank going is going to make this worse? Banks have less need to fight for every customer, so they'll focus on the safest and most lucrative bets.
Well, I think from the perspective of the industry, I mean, there's a very different market to the market that was there 10 years ago. If you look at loan-to-deposit ratios in Irish banks, now somewhere between 70 and 75%. In pre-crash times, it was about 150%, and much of that gap was funded by wholesale interbank markets. A lot of the difficulties we got into then. So it's a very different market. It's also different because of the macroprudential rules, which I think has stabilised the environment for lenders and borrowers. But as we go forward, in a circumstance where we are seeing the withdrawal of KBC and Ulster Bank, we still have significant competition in the market. We have effectively eight players out there pitching for business, being competitive, looking for new customers. We see a very significant uptick in switching in the last 2 years, and that's highlighted in all our reports. So despite the withdrawal of two retail banks in Ireland, we still see significant competition, and lenders are out there looking for business, offering different products in the marketplace.
Now, on the withdrawal of those players, the Oireachtas Finance Committee heard a bit more detail about KBC and Ulster Bank's plans. Are you confident now that your remaining members are ready to smoothly handle the influx of their customers?
Yeah, well, last week, as you know, both exiting and remaining banks went before the Oireachtas Committee with BPFI. And, we obviously pointed to a significant logistical challenge for the industry over the course of the next year or so to provide new homes for those customers who are leaving Ulster Bank and KBC. We have a huge responsibility to get this right as an industry. Every day we're on top of this. It's a priority issue for our work streams. And we've got to work with customers to make sure that it's a smooth transition. I think there'll be a very significant challenge for the sector going into Q3 and Q4. And our remaining banks are up to that challenge. They're already redeploying staff across their own organizations. They've increased the number of personnel, hired new staff, improved their digital offering, trying to onboard people in a smoother way. So we have a lot of work to do in the next year to get this right for customers, but I'm confident we can get there. A huge amount of work is going in from the Irish banking sector to get this right.
Okay. Brian Hayes, CEO of the Banking and Payments Federation of Ireland, thank you for that.